Every time you check in with approach, every time a controller clears you to cross a runway, you're placing your life in their hands. That is not a metaphor. That is the actual transaction happening in that radio exchange. You're trusting that the person on the other end of that frequency is present, is focused, and has not walked out the door early. I'm Tower, this is ATIS on Radio Hangar, and today we are talking about what happens when that trust gets broken, and what the FAA is doing about it. The Federal Aviation Administration is now moving to terminate two air traffic controllers at LaGuardia Airport in New York. The reason is as straightforward as it is damning. According to reporting from AviWeb, those two controllers reportedly left their posts approximately 1 hour before the fatal runway collision that occurred there in March, 1 hour early, while aircraft were still moving. Before we go further, let me bring in today's sponsor because this show does not run without them. Today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. Now, back to LaGuardia. Let's be clear about what we know and what we do not know, because these are two different things and the distinction matters. What we know is this. There was a fatal runway collision at LaGuardia in March. It was a tragedy that ended lives and put the entire air traffic control system back under the microscope. Investigations were already underway when it came to light that two controllers had departed their facility roughly an hour before their shift was scheduled to end. The FAA reviewed the situation and is now pursuing termination of those two individuals. What we do not yet know with certainty is whether the early departure was a direct causal factor in the collision itself. That is what investigators are still working through, and that distinction is important to hold on to, even when the circumstances look as bad as they look here. Here's what you need to know about how tower facilities are supposed to work. Air traffic control shifts are not like a coffee shop where someone can leave early if it is slow. Facilities have minimum staffing requirements. Every sector, every position, every frequency has a controller assigned to it. If someone leaves early, one of three things happens. Either another controller takes on additional positions, which increases workload and increases the chance of error. Or the facility calls in an off-duty controller to cover, which takes time and creates a gap. Or, and this is the scenario, nobody wants to say out loud, positions go uncovered or undersupervised during the transition. In a facility like LaGuardia, which handles some of the most complex and densely packed airspace in the country, any degradation of coverage is serious. LaGuardia sits in the middle of the New York metro airspace environment alongside Kennedy and Newark and Teterboro, all of them talking to each other, all of them dependent on each other being fully staffed and fully present. It is not a place where you can absorb a hit to staffing and just coast through the rest of the evening. Now, early departures in ATC facilities are not entirely unheard of. Controllers can and do leave early on occasion for legitimate reasons, provided proper coverage arrangements have been made. The question the FAA is answering right now is whether proper coverage was arranged and whether what happened in the minutes before that collision was in any way connected to the staffing situation on that floor. The FAA's decision to pursue termination is significant for a few reasons. First, it signals that the agency is not treating this as a paperwork violation. Firing a federal employee is a serious undertaking. There are due process protections, union representation, appeal rights. The fact that the FAA is moving toward termination rather than suspension or retraining tells you how seriously they are characterizing what happened here. Second, it sends a message to the broader controller workforce at a time when that workforce is already under enormous pressure. We have been through years of understaffing in the ATC system. Controllers have been working mandatory overtime, facilities have been running shorthanded, fatigue has been a documented concern in that environment. It is not hard to see how the culture of covering for each other, of making things work with fewer people, could blur into situations where proper procedures get bent. That does not excuse what happened, but it does contextualize it. The National Air Traffic Controllers Association, the Controllers Union, will almost certainly represent these individuals through the termination process. That is their job and their right under federal labor law. This will not be over quickly. There will be appeals. There may be arbitration. The legal process for federal employment termination is long and not always linear. But here is the thing. From a public accountability standpoint, the FAA moving to fire these controllers is the correct first step. Whether the terminations ultimately stand is a separate question from whether the agency should be pursuing them. For those of us who fly, this story touches something deeper than just a regulatory action against two individuals. It raises a question that I think a lot of pilots have asked themselves at various points in their flying lives. How much do you actually know about what is happening on the other side of that frequency? You call up ground, you get clearance, you check in with tower, you go to departure. You are trusting a system, and most of the time, that system works beautifully. The controllers are sharp, the handoffs are clean, the separations are maintained, but the system is built on human beings, and human beings get tired, get distracted, cut corners. The protocol exists precisely because you cannot count on human beings to always do the right thing by feel. The protocol is what makes the system robust even when individual judgment fails. And that is why deviation from the protocol is treated so seriously. Not because the FAA is being punitive for its own sake, but because the protocol is the margin that keeps everyone alive. Let me pull back for a moment and talk about the broader picture of ATC accountability, because this LaGuardia situation is not happening in a vacuum. Earlier this year, we saw the collision at Reagan National Airport that killed 67 people. That investigation is still ongoing, but it has put every aspect of ATC operations, staffing levels, training, equipment, communication procedures under intense scrutiny. Congress held hearings, the Department of Transportation ordered reviews, the FAA administrator testified. The public conversation about whether the ATC system is adequately staffed and adequately supervised reached a level of intensity that we have not seen in decades. In that environment, two controllers walking out early at LaGuardia 1 hour before a fatal runway collision is not just a local incident, it becomes part of a larger question that the agency and the public are asking right now. Are the people managing our airspace being held to the standard that the job requires? The answer the FAA is giving with this termination action is yes, and we are going to enforce it. For pilots operating in and out of New York Class Bravo, this story is a reminder that the airspace you fly through is managed by people, and people operate within a system that has rules. If those rules are being bent in ways you cannot see from the left seat, the outcome can affect you directly. You cannot audit the staffing levels at a TRACON from your pre-flight. You cannot pull up the personnel records of the controller handling your approach. What you can do is fly the procedure precisely, communicate clearly, and trust that the reports you file, the feedback pilots give, the data recorded on radar systems and voice recorders, all of it is the raw material from which accountability is built after the fact. What happened at LaGuardia is also a reminder of something we talk about in crew resource management, but that applies equally to ATC. The chain of events that leads to a fatal accident is almost never a single failure. It is usually a sequence, and somewhere in that sequence, someone had an opportunity to break the chain and did not. Leaving an hour early may or may not turn out to be the link that investigators identify as decisive, but it is a link, and that is why the FAA is treating it the way they are. I want to address one more angle here because I think it deserves to be said plainly. There's a version of this story that could become a simple villain narrative. Two controllers did something wrong, and now they are being fired. The end, that is not the story worth telling. The story worth telling is this. We have an air traffic control system that has been operating chronically understaffed for years. We have controllers who have been asked to do more with less, who have been working mandatory overtime, who have been operating in facilities where the margin for error is thin. We have an aviation safety ecosystem that depends on every link in the chain holding. When a link fails, we need accountability. And the FAA is providing that, but we also need to ask what conditions produce the failure, not to excuse it, but to prevent the next one. That is a conversation that Congress, the FAA, the NATCA, and the aviation community need to keep having, loudly, and without letting it get buried in the next news cycle. The controllers at the center of this story will have their day in the appeals process. The investigation will continue, and at some point we will have a clearer picture of what exactly happened in those final minutes at LaGuardia, and what role the early departure played. Until then, the FAA's move toward termination stands as a statement that the job of keeping aircraft separated is not optional, that you do not leave the frequency uncovered, that when lives are on the line, you stay until you are properly relieved. That is the standard, and it is the right one. Reporting on this story comes from AVWeb. If you want to follow the investigation as it develops, radiohangar.com is where we will keep tracking it. This is Tower. Fly safe out there. Keep your frequencies clear and your crew in the loop. See you next time.